Yes. Excellent. I think I'm just about ready. Oh, hello there, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom. And I'm very excited because your English will improve today. My name is Rebecca. I was just looking here in a mirror. But what about you? When you look into the mirror, what do you see? I know, you are probably thinking that you see yourself. Of course, when I look in this mirror, I see myself too. But I mean, more than that. Today's lesson is all about what you see in the mirror. When I was young, I didn't like what I saw in the mirror. I struggled a lot with my self-image. So here's a question I want you to think about. What can transform one's thinking? What can transform one's thinking? It's a great question, friends, for you to think about as we go through today's lesson. Okay, open up your magazines and let's begin. Come on.
What do you see in the mirror? If you could think of one word to describe yourself, what would it be? I'm not very pretty. I am too fat. How could anyone like my personality? These thoughts followed me as I slowly walked away from the mirror. When I was 12, I struggled with my self-image. Every day, I stared into the mirror, hoping to see a beautiful girl. But sadly, in my eyes, I saw an ugly fat girl instead. For the next few years, I was consumed with my appearance. It had all started when someone told me that I was fat. It was a lie, but I believed it.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 personality 这个名词。Personality 是指个性或性格。例如 Jennifer's easygoing and upbeat personality makes her popular in school. Jennifer 随和又乐观的个性让她在学校很有人缘。Personality 跟 character, C-H-A-R-A-C-T-E-R, 都翻成性格。但是 character 主要是指一个人的品格或人格。例如 A child's character is mostly formed by their family values. 孩子的人格大多是家庭的价值观所形成的。继续我们看 self-image 这个名词。Self-image 是指自我形象。例如 disadvantaged kids tend to have a negative self-image. 贫穷的孩子容易有负面的自我形象。或者是 winning the talent contest really improved Annabelle's self-image.在才艺竞赛中获胜真的让 Annabelle 的自我形象有了很大的进步。或者是 The girl suffers from a twisted self-image because of her tragic childhood. 这个女孩因为有着悲惨的童年所以自我形象很扭曲。
Hey, so Gabe, I've got this mirror right here.
Yes, I noticed. And you enjoy looking at yourself.
Well, no. I actually brought the mirror because I wanted you to look into the mirror. Here. Take a look. What do you see when you look into that mirror?
Who is this girl I see staring straight? You know what, Rebecca?
So Gabe, that's what you see?
I see a man singing a song that a woman is supposed to sing.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That's actually not the answer I was looking for.
Well, that's what I saw.
Okay, I understand you see yourself. Like, I see myself when I look in the mirror.
Yeah.
But that's actually not what our lesson is referring to.
Ah, yes, yes. Appearances and looks. Look can mean something different. And we're learning about self-image today. So there is the appearance, your outward appearance, and there's also the inward appearance? Is that what you're talking about?
That's actually a little bit more of where I'm trying to go. So you can have the outward beauty, how you look on the outside, but there is such thing as the inward beauty. Okay, so we're going to be talking more about that later in the lesson, but Gabe, here's another good question for you.
Yes.
If you could think of one word to describe yourself, What would it be?
Are you trying to get me to talk about my self-image, Rebecca? Is that what this is all about? You know, the first word that comes to my mind, there are many words, but it's the word boisterous. It's just kind of a big word. Friends, you can look it up. But basically, it's kind of the opposite of calm. Maybe I'm very active and I like moving around and making jokes. I'm a boisterous kind of guy.
You are a very energetic and boisterous kind of guy. Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's not that I'm trying to get you to talk about yourself. I'm just trying to get you to think. Since we're talking about self-image today, just trying to get a feel for how you feel about yourself.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would say that the word boisterous has more to do with my personality, but friends, you see the word self-image right here on the screen, and that's one of the words from our word bank. Rebecca is sharing her story. She says, when I was 12, I struggled with my self-image. So that is your idea of your abilities, your appearance, or your personality.
That's right. That's right. And you know, I think a lot of people actually struggle with their self-image a lot more than we even realize. And I just know as a little girl, I would spend a lot of time looking at myself in the mirror. I would look at all the different problems with my face. I would think, my hair is not long enough. It's not thick enough. It's the wrong hair color. I always wanted black hair.
You wanted black hair. Mm-hmm.
I wanted black hair.
I think you would look good with black hair.
You think? I wanted black hair and brown eyes.
Oh.
Friends, I have more of a blondish hair color and blue eyes.
Well, that's great. You look great now, too.
So I'm just saying that I struggled with how I looked, my self-image.
And I think a lot of people do. So a lot of people struggle with self-image, and there are things that could make you have a more positive self-image or things that might make you have a lower self-image. For example, I think it's true, just around the world, poverty will affect people's self-image. If you're really poor, people tend to have a lower self-image when they don't have a lot of money.
That's right. And negativity can really affect people's self-image. If you see someone and you tell them, oh, you look fat, you're not ugly, you're not pretty enough, that will affect that person's self-image. And you know something, Gabe? That's exactly what happened to me. I had a friend who told me when I was only 9, 10 years old, but she told me that I was fat, or if you eat too much, you're going to become fat. And guess what? It really affected me and my self-image for a long time.
Well, those kind of comments can stick with people for a long time. Even someone might be an adult, 30 or 40 or 50 years old, but comments they heard when they were kids can stick with them and still affect their self-image. So it is important to have positive conversations with other people and make sure that your talk is positive.
Okay, so we read here in our lesson, and yes, this is my story, so I'm sharing.
Yes.
For the next few years, I was consumed with my appearance, and all started because someone told me that I was fat. But let's talk about that word, or those words, consumed with. That means that you have such a strong feeling about something that it begins to affect everything you do. We could even say that it's all-consuming.
Okay, so when I think of this phrase, to be consumed with something, it's like it's all you can think about, right? So maybe all you could think about was your appearance. All day long, you just kept thinking, man, am I pretty enough? Am I good enough? You're consumed with these thoughts. So you can be consumed with your appearance. Some people are consumed with greed. I know a lot of people are consumed with the need to be powerful or successful in life. That's all they can think about.
That's right. You can be consumed with work. You can be consumed with reading. And you know something? I would say that if something becomes all-consuming in your life or you're consumed with something, it's not a healthy thing. And for me, being consumed with my appearance was a very unhealthy thing. And yes, it all started when someone told me that I was fat. It was a lie, but I believed it.
All right. Well, friends, in the next section today, we're going to see this phrase, one of a kind. You are one of a kind. Steve and Ken have something they'd like to share about this in the Info Cloud.
Oh, yes, Info Cloud.
If someone is described as one of a kind, the person is truly unique.
The word kind here is used as a noun, meaning a class or category. So the phrase of a kind means of the same class or character. A one-of-a-kind person is in a class of his own. Pablo Picasso was a one-of-a-kind artist, and that means Picasso was a unique artist.
Right. Now, some of you will likely ask, what about two-of-a-kind? Do people say that?
Sure. If two persons or two things are very similar, we can say they are two-of-a-kind. Let's say you and your friend are both into off-road mountain biking, then I can say you are two-of-a-kind.
And what about three-of-a-kind or four-of-a-kind? Well, if you play poker, you will hear these expressions. Three-of-a-kind and four-of-a-kind are both poker hands that refer to three or four cards of the same rank.
Kind 除了表示友善的，也可以当名词，表示类型、种类。像片语 of a kind 就是属于某一种类型， one of a kind 就是独特的、独一无二的。若是讲 two of a kind， 字面上是两个同类的东西，也就是形容两样东西很类似，或是两个人臭味相投。另外还有 three of a kind 跟 four of a kind， 这是玩扑克牌的术语。 three of a kind 是所谓的三条， four of a kind 就是四张同样点数的牌。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次再见。
A little bit of, oh, little sparkles right here. Oh, hey everyone! Welcome back to Studio Classroom. I was just looking at my eyes because I noticed that there were some sparkles underneath my eyes. Anyway, we are here in the studio talking about our self-image and the importance of having a positive self-image. Well, I started sharing a little bit of my story. As a kid, I was very consumed with my appearance. I would stand in front of a mirror for many moments every single day, looking at my appearance, seeing if I could change things. And friends, this is actually a very unhealthy way of living. Well, right now it is time for us to continue with our lesson.
What do you see in the mirror? It took years for me to realize that I am beautiful inside and out, and one of a kind. Jesus, God's Son, helped me to do that. I've come to understand that I am valuable and precious, just like a princess. Unfortunately, my story is pretty common. Many people have had a similar experience. It takes only one lie to transform the way a person sees himself or herself.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 precious 这个形容词。 Precious 是指珍贵的或者是宝贝的。例如 The necklace grandma gave me is one of my most precious belongings.我祖母给我的项链是我最贵重的财产之一，或者是 This famous athlete claimed that the support from his family is most precious to him. 这位著名的运动员声明，家庭的支持对他而言是最重要的。Precious 也指昂贵的，例如 precious stones 是指宝石， precious metal 是指贵金属。继续我们看的是 transform 这个动词， T-R-A-N-S 这个字首有越过或穿越的意思。form 这个字根有形体的意思，所以 transform 是指转换、改变或者是改善。例如 the new furniture totally transformed the apartment， 这些新家具让这个公寓真的焕然一新，或者是 the CEO successfully transformed the company from a local business to an international corporation。这位执行长成功的把这家公司从区域性的公司转型成国际性的企业。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, let's continue with Rebecca's story, where we read here, it took years for me to realize that I am beautiful inside and out, and one of a kind. So, of course, the outward appearance is not the most important thing, but Rebecca, I'm glad that you realized you are beautiful inside and out.
And that I am one of a kind. You know, I actually really like those words. I like that phrase, one of a kind. This just means that this person or thing is very special and there's no one else exactly like it.
So, Rebecca, you're one of a kind just like everybody else.
Oh, okay, hold on for just a moment, Gabe.
Right?
Every single person is one of a kind.
Yeah.
So there isn't anybody exactly like me. As a matter of fact, there are millions of people in the world, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And every single fingerprint is completely unique. So I can say I have a one-of-a-kind fingerprint.
Well, I think you're right about that.
And you do, too. You
yes,
also have a one-of-a-kind fingerprint.
Give me five. Let our fingerprints touch each other.
Yes, one-of-a-kind.
Yes. Okay. Well,
and that was a one-of-a-kind
yes,
high
was.
Five.
All right. Well, one-of-a-kind, this is a phrase I usually use when talking about people, right? You are one-of-a-kind. However, you can use this phrase like an adjective to talk about something like a city, right? New York City is a one-of-a-kind city. It's a one-of-a-kind place. It's very unique.
You know, have you been to New York?
Of course I have.
Okay, just making sure. It really is a one-of-a-kind city. But you can also say that about restaurants or about experiences, or you can use this phrase in many different ways. So I would encourage you, friends, take some time and form your own sentences using this phrase. Well, continuing with our lesson, yes, our lesson does say, I did come to realize that I am one of a kind. Jesus, God's Son, helped me to do that. So I have come to understand that I am valuable and precious, just like a princess.
Yes, and actually, let's talk about that phrase there for a moment. When you come to understand something, this phrase, come to understand, that means over a period of time, you developed an understanding. Okay, so let's think of another way to use this phrase. You know, it took many months, but Rebecca has finally come to understand. She has come to realize that coffee truly is better than tea.
Wait, hold on for just a moment. I think actually the example sentence really should be that Gabe has finally come to understand that tea is the best drink on the face of this planet.
Okay. Well, those were good example sentences. Unfortunately, I still love coffee better, and Rebecca still loves her tea.
Yes, Gabe. But the important thing is that I have come to understand that I am valuable and precious just like a princess. And remember, as our lesson says, it only takes one lie to transform the way that a person sees himself or herself.
So don't believe those lies, friends. Well, right now it's time for us to sing
it.
Oh.
Mirror, mirror, what do you see? What do you see when you look at me? Am I fat or am I thin? What really matters is what's within. Yeah. One more time now. Mirror, mirror, what do you see? When you look at me, am I fat or am I thin? What really matters is what's within, yeah. I'm concerned with my appearance, I don't like what I see. I struggle with self-image and my personality. That's when Jesus came along and he opened my eyes. He said,
You're special to me and you're one of a kind. One, two, three, four. Mirror, mirror, what do you see? What do you see when you look at me? Am I fat or am I thin? What really matters is what's within. What really matters is what's within. What really matters is what's within.
When I look in the mirror, I don't like what I see. I'm not pretty. I'm too fat. Can anybody like my personality? Hey, don't walk away with those thoughts. Did you say something? Yes, you struggle with self-image. I know. Every day I stare in the mirror hoping to see a beautiful girl. But sadly, I don't. Don't be consumed with your appearance. But someone told me I was fat. What? We're not fat. That was a lie. But I believe it. You need to realize that you are beautiful. I am? Yes. Inside and out. You are one of a kind. I am? Yes. You are valuable and precious. I am? Yes, like a princess. A princess? Yes. But I don't feel like a princess. Unfortunately, your story is pretty common. It is? Oh, yes. A lot of people have your experience. Oh, I wonder why. Well, it takes only one lie to transform the way a person sees herself. Is that the reason many people struggle with self-image? Yes, that's the reason. And this is just a reminder for all you girls out there, you are princesses.
Or princes. Oh, for all the guys out there.
Yes. Well, friends, that's all the time we have for today. But make sure you join us again right here on
Studio Classroom.